everyone to the June 1st Monclova Township Board of Trustees meeting. I would like to introduce Ann Stevens with Anthony Wayne Bridges. Let me make sure I got that right. Did I get that right, Ann?
Yep.
Neighborhood Bridges. Neighborhood Bridges. She's going to tell us about her program, but first we are going to. She's going to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Thank you, Ann.
I'm here to talk just a little bit this afternoon about Neighborhood Bridges, which is a 501c3, so a nonprofit organization within the Anthony Wayne School District. There are two co-directors. I am one of them. Amy Barrett is another. And we serve students, kids, families within the Anthony Wayne District. We've been doing this since the fall of 23, so it's been a couple years. We have this report card we just received from our office, although you won't be able to see it. But we have now 735, is more than this, subscribers, which I'll explain that to you. But we have filled 160 needs for kids in the district, and that impacted over 4,000 students and families. So how it works is we receive requests from counselors in the school buildings, from the social worker for Anthony Wayne Schools. We receive requests for kids from clergy, from administrators, from our SRO at schools, when they notice that kids have needs. Most of these needs always go through the social worker because they are vetted. We verify that there is a true need, not just someone needs pay-to-play fees paid because they don't want to do it, something like that. Everything is checked out. We have provided so many different things for the kids in the district. When Amy and I took this on, we thought maybe we'd get some winter coats and we'd get some boots and we'd get the basic things that kids need in the winter. At this point, we have provided hot water heaters, furnaces, we've paid eviction notices off. We've started utilities again for families. We repaired a mobile home out in Swanton that had no floor in it that the family was living in. The needs are just amazing. And I know we don't think of that in Anthony Wayne District as much, but it's amazing, the needs. We have Becca Herka, which is the social worker at school, that does a lot of work and a lot of investigation for us. We also have a steering committee that has 15, 20 people. Kathleen is one of them, from all the three different districts, Waterville, White House, and Monclova. So we all work together to provide these needs for kids. How it works is it's a social media platform. So I have some cards in the back. If you wouldn't mind picking one up, you just snap the QR code and it takes you right to the Neighborhood Bridges website. There you can, all you need to do is insert your email address and you will then receive notices when we have a need. When a student has a need, it's been checked out and we're ready to act upon it. All of this is done confidentially. No one knows by that email or by word of mouth, except Amy and I and the social worker generally, who these people are that have these needs. We're providing because we want to. The community is providing because they want to bridge gaps where kids can't exactly go to school well because they haven't slept the night before because they have no beds. They don't get to play in the band because they don't have money for the uniform. All different kinds of things that we're trying to level the playing field for kids, to let them gain their education without battling insecurities that they have. We work a lot with different organizations. For example, when we have someone who's being evicted from their home or rental property, We've worked with St. Joe's and Maumee. They help us. We work this out together. We work with churches who have, it happens that my church in Waterville works with Susie's Coats in Toledo. We can get you a child a coat and boots and gloves in 20 minutes. Just different organizations. We've dealt with helping when there are utility bills that have gotten into the thousands of dollars because people haven't been able to pay. They don't have water. We just had an issue of that recently. We work with different utility organizations to try to get those amounts down, and then we'll pay. Our plan for neighborhood bridges is an emergency situation relief, not something that will pay their rent every month. That's not our plan. It's kind of more like teach a man to fish and he'll be able to, you know, live for his lifetime. So we work a lot in that respect. But getting back to, you sign up on the website, you become a subscriber, you receive an email that has the request on it, what we're looking for. Sometimes if it's something like a furnace, people will donate monetarily, and the money adds up, and we're able to do something like that. We also have a committee that installs washers and dryers, and someone has donated a washer and dryer to a family that needs it. So it's just grown so much. It's such a blessing to be able to work with Neighborhood Bridges. All you do is when you get this email, and it comes out at 10:02 in the morning. I have no idea why 10:02, but it comes out, and for each request, you get one email. You don't get inundated with emails. It's one request. All you have to do is hit a button that says, I can help, and it takes you to the site that tells you what you can do. Whether it's something that we are collecting money for, and then we're going to Menards to buy a hot water heater, or whether it's something, what's something else? Kids going to sixth grade camp that didn't have sleeping bags, people bought sleeping bags, brought them to our drop-off locations, which Monclova is one of those locations. We have one in Waterville and White House also. But it's been totally amazing. It started out really slow because people didn't understand, even the counselors in the schools didn't understand what our goal was. But our goal is really, the mission statement says, to bridge communities with schools in providing basic needs, removing barriers, and seeking equity for students so they can engage and succeed in school life. It's not just to supply clothing. It's there's just so much more that goes with it. In addition to that, that's our number one goal. Our number one starting point was that. We also have weekend food bags we do every week. We have 12 to 15 volunteers that pack these food bags. Mostly it ends up for kids that get families that get food from the food pantries. And so this is just a little extra bag. They get on the weekends when the kids are home and there's kids around and they want, you know, an extra meal, that there's not enough from the food pantry. That's one thing. We have volunteers and we get grants to raise the funds for that food. We also have a holiday assistance program, which Zion and White House used to do, that we took over a couple years ago. This past year, we served 140 kids, which meant parents apply. They are asked what their child might need for Christmas or an item they might want for Christmas. And then we connect them with families who, again, they don't know who they're buying for. They just know that family B needs this and this and this. And it's been the Saturday before Christmas for the last couple years. We have a drive-through procession over at Waterville Community Church. It's quite an ordeal, and it's so amazing to watch these parents pull up in their cars. They have their card that tells them what family they're in. There's also another family in the community that provides a week's worth of food that they receive on that day, too. It's just amazing to see the parents that are overwhelmed by this generosity. So that's 140 kids we did last year for the holiday assistance. And then our newest adventure is we're starting a place called General's Place. which is at Waterville Community Church. It's like a pantry for cleaning supplies and toiletries and different things that people can't get from the food pantry. So we just had our first pickup the other day. It went very well. There were 8 families, and these families can come in and they can pick 5 items from this pantry that we now have. People have donated all this food. Community engagement class at the high school did a drive. There was another drive at Christmas time for supplies, so we have filled this room that they've given us at Waterville Community Church. So these are the different things that we're up against, where most things are still, we put out a post and people reply. Amy and I pick up these things, we go deliver them, or we take them to the schools if it's something small that the counselors can give to the kids. Again, nobody knows who's receiving these things when they are given. It's just this community, the Anthony Wayne District, is taking care of their own people.
Well, Anne, we appreciate so much the work you and Amy are doing. Thank you for coming here tonight and sharing everything with us.
Thanks. There's some cards in the back if anyone wants to pick one up on
that. I hope everybody does.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
I also want to thank Kathleen for arranging that. Thank you very much. I love our Pledge of Allegiance change-ups. Do you want to do the roll call? Sorry.
Lang?
Yes.
Lux?
Yes.
Herschel?
Here.
I move to adopt the agenda as presented. It does include executive session for this evening.
Seconded by Lux on the motion. Herschel?
Yes.
Lux?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes. We have, Kathleen, you might need to help me with this. We have the minutes presented, but there needed to be an addition made to them.
I exited the room and I didn't realize there were 2 speakers, so I just didn't list the second speaker, which was
okay.
Back.
So Lynn Cox needs to be added to the public comment portion of our minutes. Last meeting, they were not recorded because we had a power outage. So we had 2 public speakers, and I guess I can make the motion. I move to approve the minutes with the addition of Lynn Cox added to the public comment section of May 18, 2026, as presented by the fiscal officer. So I always say that.
Seconded by Lux on the motion. Herschel?
Yes.
Lux?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes. When AI has to interpret what I just said, it's going to be a problem, Mike.
Word salad?
Yes. It's going to say, what did she say? Kathleen, you'll have to be able to fix that. Guess what old business is, Mr. Administrator, sir?
Yeah, thanks. So roundabouts, right? Still on schedule for June 8th here at Alvin and Monclova Road. There perhaps is a little hiccup where they could be delayed a day. Not sure. I'll have more of a discussion tomorrow with the contractor. But you're going to see a closure pretty rapidly. And then we're going to see closures probably throughout the summer and into mid-fall with the one just to the east at Waterville, Monclova, and then the 2 on Maumee Western. So get ready for some closures, have patience, leave early, and abide by the detours and get around, I guess.
Have we heard from the postmaster at all with the construction down there about the postal service and the with walk-up service?
I haven't heard anything, but Trustee Herschel, I will make sure I reach out to them and see if there's something they have, something planned.
Yeah.
I can certainly do that. But as you see, our public service did a nice job. Public Works Department did a nice job putting in the stones Chief had the heaviest vehicle, I guess, give it a test run. So I think we're going to be okay.
Did it rain too much? We're okay.
So far, so good. Yeah, we had to wait. The contractor finishes up the last section once they take care of some of the sidewalk and curb over there. But everything looks good so far. So.
Okay, that takes us to new business, and we have two IT issues. The first is a maintenance agreement, and Mike, do you just want to explain how that's different than how we've been doing it?
Yes, so currently our IT provider is TrialTech, a local company, does a great job for not only Monclova but for other areas, and they are on a on-call, if you will, service base, which could range from anything where we need help with an email or something like that. Is this cyber security risk? So it ranges from that or into even replacing some computers and all that, all kinds of stuff. Currently, that's an a la carte where we pay TrialTech for that service. Generally, our invoices are above $1,200 a month. And Gavin can certainly help me with that as well, as he's the one that processes of them. But we're looking to get on a per-month agreement with TrialTech, which they receive any all calls and any calls from all of our staff for $1,200 a month. So what it does is it brings us, Monclova Township, and our IT provider, TrialTech, with some continuity with their service and also with our invoicing.
Gabby, do you want to make that motion?
Move to approve the IT support services from TrialTech on a monthly fee agreement in the amount of $1,200.
Second.
Seconded by Lang on the motion. Herschel?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
Fox?
Yes.
Now, this was the next one is my reference to AI, and we've heard from our residents who sit in the audience that you can't hear me very well unless I use that big voice. And we were told that these amplifiers are heard, are speakers in the ceiling you can hear from, but it's not working well enough when this room is filled. So we're taking care of that problem.
Yeah, so thanks again. It is an antiquated system, and no disrespect to that. As you can see, one of our televisions currently does not work because of the system that is currently operated by Ms. Kathleen. The mixer is no longer in use. So there's things that are slowly just falling apart, such as myself sometimes. I can testify that. So it needs to be, I guess, a good kick in the rear to get things going again. So TrialTech and Design Entertainment, they're going to upgrade our system here with a new sound system. Sorry to say that you may not see Kathleen too much anymore unless she wants to be a part of the audience. So we're condensing the philosophy and the technology of how we run meetings, and it'll all be operated from this seat right here instead of having to have Kathleen in. So I'll be the one responsible for that. And if there's another meeting, such as some of our zoning meetings and JED meetings and JED Zs, those also can be operated, such as air and new zoning, from the same laptop. So kind of condensing it, making it more efficient, and not to mention making it more pleasing for our constituents, so you can hear better, they can see better, and all that other good stuff.
Move to approve upgrade of technology systems with TrialTech and an amount of $3,172 and Design Entertainment and an amount of $11,935.93 for a total of $15,107.93.
Nice motion.
Second.
Seconded by Herschel on the motion. Lokes?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Thank you.
We need to establish a public hearing for Z17C390. It just came from the Monclova Township Zoning Commission. on May 26th.
So what do we do?
There it is. I guess it would be the next meeting.
Yeah, it's got to be within 30. So the we're meeting July 6th is too far out, right? So it'd have to be the 15th. I move to establish a public hearing at 5:30 on Monday, June 15th, to hear zoning file Z17-390.
Second. Seconded by Lux on the motion. Lux?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
We have one more item of new business. I need to thank Kathleen again. I'm not sure, though, that you actually are going to ever get to leave that desk. I can't maybe do this job without you there.
We have so 7 meetings in the month of May.
We'll think about it. I'm joking. But you did get this agenda. We've been working on the new format since January, and Chief didn't get this to you in time, and it still made the agenda, so greatly appreciate it. That takes us to Chief and the replacement medic unit.
Yes, thank you. So our medic unit, our apparatus committee, has been working at this since the beginning of the year on a replacement for Medic 93, which was the old vice squad that was given to us when the EMS closure happened. It's a 2012 that has 130,000 miles on it, and we've not had to put a lot of money into it. We've used it as our third out, but it's time for us to update that with our budget. And we went to the same route, looking at some of the demos and stock units that were out there again. Horton, who is the same company that we got the last medic unit from, they had one that was very similar. It actually has a 6-inch larger box on it than what the last one had. And then there were a few changes on options to add the refrigerator and some of the other things that we added to the last one, which were comparable in price, just a small increase. We did that last one in 23-24. So it seems in line with everything. The graphics were a little bit less, but we had designed graphics with them last time, so we didn't have to have the original setup and everything done to that. So the cost on the graphics was actually just a little bit less than the last time, since we were already established with them. So the demo did start production a little bit late. They're anticipating about a 4-month build time for it. So we would be into September for an expected delivery date if the board has approved for that. So tonight I was presenting the demo 21693 with the changes and additions for proposal for purchase.
Questions, comments?
And the $402,852. So just we have a 23-24. What is this?
The last one was a 23. We bought it in 24, but it was a 23 model, and then this one will be a 26 model.
And then our
third out one will become is our 2017,
okay,
which just turned 100,000 miles at the end of last year. So we're in good shape with it to be in the third out status. That has a budgeted replacement in a couple of years from now. So,
okay. So our fleet will be all under 10 years old now.
Yes.
With two being under three
yes.
years old now.
Yes.
And with that, the third one out, we had many mechanical issues on that.
Not too many. I mean, the biggest problem that one's had has been with the diesel exhaust system. The DEF system that's new to all the diesels, and that's been the biggest problem. We've had to replace the filter from it being clogged a couple of times. We've done some adjustments to preventative things and take it out now for some highway driving to help purge the system. They're still working on trying to find out why the computer in it itself doesn't tell us that it's time to do that and set us up for that. But by doing a small... a little bit of a lengthy highway drive. So we get out 24 and drive out and back, and you do that at highway speed, and it's clearing the filter now. So we should hopefully not have that as an issue. And other than that, there's been relatively a couple of things with the heater or the air conditioning over the years. But
yeah, and on the newer units, have we been to do the repairs in-house, or we had to send those out?
We've been able to do some minor ones through it. We're still working with Doug as far as the township mechanic to get some of the EVT certifications and trainings that are specific to the apparatus. All of the emergency vehicles that they have, just like a regular mechanic, can become ASE certified. For the EVTs, emergency vehicle technicians, there's classes that they can go through at some different seminars that happen a couple times a year, and they can get specific training from Horton or from Pierce or from Sunfit to cover how to do the maintenance then under that. So we're working towards that.
You want to make the motion, Chuck?
I move to approve the purchase of the Horton Demo 21693 with the approved changes and additions for the proposal received on May 29th, 2026 per their attached letter.
You want to say that amount?
$402,852.00.
Second.
Seconded by Laux on the motion. Lang?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Laux?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thanks for getting that ready, Chief. That takes us to reports, and we go to fiscal officer who presented a new one. We have not paid the bills yet, so.
I make a motion to
here
pay
it is.
Pay the bills is totaling $348,423.13 for the attached list.
Seconded by Laux on the motion. Laux?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
And move to increase appropriations. Account number 203-1820-820-QUAD-0 principal payment notes by the amount of $49,805.83 this is for our Ohio Public Works Commission note payment.
Second.
Our zero interest loans, we still have to pay them back. No, they're zero interest.
Seconded by Laux on the motion. Lang?
Yes.
Laux?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
What do you have for us, Fiscal Officer Pike?
You guys should have gotten a draft of the budget today, late in the day, so you can review that and ask questions before the budget meeting in 2 weeks. That is all I have from that standpoint. I did not have any formal correspondence come in time for the package. I think we did receive some emails over the weekend, and I don't know if you're addressing any of that or not, but nothing, no formal correspondence right now.
Okay. That takes us to you, Township Administrator.
Yeah, thanks again. See attached is a updated report there of some things. A couple of things to highlight, unless you have questions about some others. Cybersecurity training. The email went out with the link today, and there's attached instructions as well.
Yeah, you know, that confused me because some of us attended the class.
There's
extra classes.
Yeah, there's more classes that we have to take,
yeah.
But I still just go, I can just take the test.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely. Because you did get credit for the first.
Yeah, I'm supposed to be able to remember what we
four,
said.
Four, we did four that day. So,
yep.
Yeah.
All right. I'll take the test.
Yep. Chuck, you have to do them all.
Yeah.
but again, that's July 1st. I'd like to have it finished before then. A couple of updates on our road projects. Keystone Drive, paving is completed. This is striping and rejuvenation to perform on Keystone. Brentwood, big project there, as you know. Intermediate course paved. Doing some concrete and structure improvements currently, and look for that to finish up here in the next week or so, and then they'll put the final course on. That should wrap that project up. There'll be a punch list of some maintenance items that will go in effect until the following year, just to make sure that they've got everything wrapped up. Crack seal project commenced May 26th, so they're out and about doing some crack seal. little over 8 miles of crack sealing to be done. Not much disruption to the public, as one lane's always open. A couple of things that followed up with Public Works Superintendent Doug and myself met with Lucas County Engineer to discuss a ditch process. So we're still working through that. And they are certainly in favor of doing some informational meetings here outside of their public hearing that they have to have. So they'll be able to have some informational hearing prior to here at this facility.
How will we advertise those?
That is something that we're going to have to get it out to that residents who are impacted by the ditch petition.
Through mailings?
Right.
Through mailings, yeah.
Right, either the county, when they advertise their public hearing with a mailer to the properties affected, they add the informational.
I asked them about that, and they're not sure if they can. That's something I have to run up the chain, but it had been discussed. So
we kind of know the chain.
Right.
Should we be calling?
Yeah, right.
Let us
know. Let due process work. Right. I certainly don't want to step on their toes and go around them since they're checking. So
I don't care if we have to mail out a postcard ourselves. Yeah. That's fine. It's just a lot of addresses to collect.
Right, absolutely. Well, they have them, so we should be able to
just
take their
great
address.
However you get it done, great.
Yeah,
let's
yeah,
get
yeah,
it on this.
Yeah.
You know, again, I just talked about that. Certainly want to give a big shout out to Doug as well. Wish he was here. We had a grinder pump go down. Had some issues with the fire department with backing up some sanitary into the veins there. But Doug went above and beyond and worked to find a repair person from Bluffton who came in on an emergency, and Doug stayed there with them and made sure that they were up and running and took care of the problem. So again, good work on his part.
Great.
So
questions, comments?
Awesome.
What is this?
Settle in.
Yeah, that's what I was just getting to. What is this, week two?
Yes. It's
30 days.
It's 1 month.
Yeah.
1 month.
It's
good, yeah.
It's still 90-day probation, right?
90-day probation. That takes us to public comment. John, please. I think Gavin was referencing your email when he said we got an email on late in the week, or at the beginning of the week, however you define that. And I assume that's what you want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, please.
Good evening. My name is John Lichtman. I live at 7717 Tournament Drive, Warren. I emailed the trustees last night and expressed my concern that the Zoning Commission public hearing regarding Z17-C390 was held in violation of the Ohio Revised Code. Assuming that you were aware of the email, and assuming my concerns are legitimate, I'm wondering why you have voted tonight to go forward with the process that you know is in violation of the Ohio Revised Code. Does Monclova Township believe that the ORC is merely a suggestion and not laws that have to be followed?
Thank you.
Sure. Yeah. So, thanks for that. The trustees had forwarded that email on to myself today, this morning. So since it does reference and cite some ORCs, it's above my pay grade. Our law director, Don Sanderson, is involved with it now. So you will be receiving a response to your email, hopefully tomorrow.
And we'll make sure the public is aware of the response as well.
Yeah.
So at the next meeting, we'll discuss it.
And by law, once the Zoning Commission does hear, we have to have a public hearing within 30 days. That is.
Say that again?
So when the Zoning Commission has their meeting and make a recommendation, they voted on C-17-3, mm-hmm. We have to have, by ORC, another public hearing within 30 days. So we couldn't, that's why we rescheduled that. By law, we have to hear it within 30 days. Once they make the the recommendation.
Well, it kind of begs the question, how do you know the timelines of the ORC deployment?
That's what we're going to get to.
Yeah.
That's going to get the answers to your questions.
Okay, that takes us to our executive session, which means I need to make a motion that AI is going to have to understand at some point. I make a motion to leave general session and move into executive session to consider the compensation of a public employee and to consider the purchase of property. That would be section 121.22, section G1 and G2.
Second.
Seconded by Lux on the motion. Herschel?
Yes.
Lux?
Yes.
Lang?
Thank you. We will be back. Back, it's 6:55. We're returning from executive session, so I make a motion to leave executive session and return to general session.
Second.
Seconded by Lox on the motion. Herschel?
Yes.
Lox?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes. That takes us to the business we need to conduct in general session.
All right.
Related to hiring and employment.
All right, I make a motion to increase Fire Inspector Ryan Grant's salary by 3% effective at the next pay period.
Second.
Seconded by Lang on the motion. Herschel?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
Lox?
Yes.
And I make a motion to extend an offer of employment to Claire Evans as assistant fiscal officer at a annual salary of $50,000 per year.
Second.
Seconded by Lox on the motion. Lox?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
All the business we have to conduct. I'm happy to accept a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Seconded by Lox on the motion. Lang?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Lox?
Yes. Was that Clara or Claire Evans?
Claire, C-L-A-I-R-E.
Okay. Thank you.
E-B-A-N.